as I wrote out on a May morning, and a May morning right early. I met my love upon the road, love, but she was early. Her boots were black and her stockings were white, but gold shone like silver. She had a dark and a roving eye, and her earrings tipped her shoulder. And she sang fall a diddle, fall a diddle, fall a diddle day. She had a little day, she had a little day, and she loved day. Do you lip me bonny way, lass? Or do you love me, honey? In a neat little town at the top of the hill, and I lived up with my mummy. If I went to roast at the top of the hill, the moon was shining clearly. But you were rise to let me in, but your mummy chances by me. And she sang fall-a-diddle, fall-a-diddle, fall-a-diddle day. She had a little day, she had a little day, and she loved day.
My name is Mark Butler, and I play guitar, some harmonica, and vocals.
I'm Don Wright. I play five-string banjo.
I'm Maureen Douglas. I play fiddle, Celtic harp, and do some vocals.
My name is Mark Hudson. I play the upright bass and do some vocals, too.
So maybe you guys can start here by telling us the inspiration behind your name, which is Mulligan Monroe.
All right. Well, Mulligan is I guess it's kind of like an Irish stew, you know. It's like a mixture of all kinds of stuff. And it's kind of what the hobos used to make, I think. And then a Monroe is a... He's taken from the Monroe Mountains in Scotland, but it's also a play on, you know, Bill Monroe, of course, spelled differently. So we kind of combine the two, because that's kind of what we do with our music. We combine Irish traditional folk music and kind of bluegrass and old time, those kind of things.
Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass.
Indeed, yeah.
All right. And so, Mark, as you, as is obvious listening to you, you are not from America. Tell us where you're from and how you landed in Springfield, of all places.
Ooh, that's a long story. Okay, sure. I'm from Yorkshire in England, and I moved to Springfield. It was just really my dream to live here, so I'm glad that I got to be here.
And Don, maybe you can answer this one. How did you all meet as a group and decide to form this band together?
Well, actually, I came to the band after it had been formed. I've been here about a year and a half. So I think the two Marks met playing downtown at... a drinking establishment, and Mark Hudson, the bass player, invited me in.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I think so.
I don't remember that name.
And I'm the new kid on the block. I've just been with them a couple of months.
The next song you're going to do is a cover called You're Going to Make Me Lonesome When You Go. It's originally by Bob Dylan. Someone introduced this song for us. Tell us why it was something you picked as a band to play, to do a cover of in the first place, and maybe is there a unique spin that you put on it?
I think so, yeah. I think there's a unique spin, but I actually picked it because it's one of my favorite Dylan songs, and I used to play this before I met these bluegrass pickers, and I learned it when I was when my wife was my fiance, and that was one of my wooing songs to sing it to her. But then when I played it with these guys, and I heard the banjo behind it, and upright bass and fiddle, and we picked up the tempo, and it actually turns into quite a nice bluegrass song.
Seen love go by my door, it's never been like this before. Never been so easy or so slow. Been shooting in the dark too long, when something's right, now it's wrong. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Dragon clouds high above, I've only known careless love. It's always hit me from below. All this time round, it's more correct. Right on target, so direct. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. The purple clover, queen and lace, crimson hair across your face. You could make me cry if you don't know. Can't remember I was singing up. You must be spoiling me too much love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on the hillside blooming crazy. Crickets talking back and falling around. Blue rivers run slow and lazy. Oh, I could stay with you forever. Never realize the time.
why folk music for you guys, and why specifically have you decided to blend mostly this American and Irish folk music?
I came to it by accident. I was recruited, and the first time I played a gig with them, I'd only played about 3 weeks with the band, and I had not. I'd only heard one of the 3 hours of songs before I started. So it was really Mark Butler's background that brought the Irish music to us. He taught it to me.
I always played Irish instrumentals on the fiddle, but when I joined the band, I've never really done like the singing pub songs and things like that so much. So it's kind of like learning a new language for me.
Yeah. I've always been interested in all my life in American folk music, and then about 15 years ago got interested in playing bluegrass. And really, bluegrass is kind of a something that was started from folk music and also from Irish fiddle music. Partly went into the formation of bluegrass music, so that's why I got interested in it.
Yeah, and my original idea had been to try and create some kind of a Pogues style band, you know, from London. And what they do is that they combine punk with Irish traditional music, and so I don't just listen, just being around Americans and not being around a lot of punks. You know, the bluegrass back beat is very similar to the punk beat, you know, I mean, in a way, and so it kind of, it's just a nice little twist.
And do you feel like this is a unique style of music you guys are blending together, or do you just go out and say, we're a bluegrass band, or we're a folk band, and leave it at that?
No, I really think this is kind of unique, because even though all of us come from slightly different musical backgrounds, we all respect each other's abilities and opinions and ideas on the music. And so when we play, we really do contribute a little bit of each of our styles to the music. So I think it's a real collaboration of different styles.
Yeah, and sometimes we find that, like Mark might, or you know, Don or Maureen, they might suggest a song, and I say, oh, that sounds really similar to this Irish folk song. And so then we sometimes, like one song we've done, we've ended up kind of taking some things from like an old American song and an Irish song, and blended them together and create something just a little bit. It'll be, you know, a little different, but there's a lot of crossover there.
Can you guys take us into the next song?
Let Mr. McGuire Sit Down. This is just a cautionary tale about, you know, be careful about shacking up with a handsome young man, you know, especially if your father has a lot of money.
Oh, my name is Mick McGuire, and I quickly tell to you of a young girl I admire called Katie Donahue. She's fair and fairly 40. Believe me when I say that whenever she comes in through the door, you can hear her mother say, well, Johnny, get up to the fire, get up and get the man a seat. Can't you see it's old McGuire and his worthiest sister Kate? You know full well he owns a farm wee bit out of the town. I get up out of that, you ain't and run, let Mr. McGuire sit down. Now the first time that I met her was I danced at Tata Maggie, and I very kindly asked her if she'd dance a step with me. I asked if I could see her home, if I'd be going away. And whenever I'm coming through the door, you can hear a mammy say, well, Johnny, get up from the fire, get up and give the man a seat. Can't you see it's old McGuire and his with your sister Kate? You know full well he owns a farm way bit out of the town. Oh, get up out of that, you imp, and brat, and let Mr. McGuire sit down. Skiddly down, low, low, skiddly down, low, low, skiddly down, low, low, skiddly down, low, down. Full well he owns a farm way bit out of the town. Oh, get up out of that, you imp, and brat, and let Mr. McGuire sit down.
I'm Rachel Atwell. You're listening to Illinois Edition on WUIS, and I'm joined by the band Mulligan Monroe. What has the reception for your music been like in Springfield?
I think very good. I mean, I've only done 2 gigs out with you guys.
That's all we've ever done,
yeah.
2 gigs.
2 gigs, that was this. But in the 2 that I've done, especially the last one, it was people dancing and singing along, and Mark has put out what he calls hymn sheets.
A hymnal.
Hymnal with the choruses to songs, and I'm amazed how many people love joining in.
Yeah.
It's pretty lively.
We try to get people. We played It's All About Wine a few weeks ago, and we walked in there. It was packed. We were really pleasantly surprised, and people just seemed to enjoy participating, you know what I mean?
And they stayed.
And sing along on the choruses. I mean, this kind of music, it's supposed to be social music, you know, it's supposed to be shared. And
does there seem to be a solid backing for a band like this when it comes to finding fans? Does this area seem to be receptive to the folk, bluegrass genre, et cetera?
I don't know. I speak for myself. I think we're still kind of learning. We've spent a lot of time just rehearsing, and we're not really, you know, aggressively or actively seeking gigs. We just, you know, we're here and there, but we're still putting the band together, really. We've all been learning a lot of different styles, but what do you think?
Well, we've played gigs 1 to 2 a month for at least 18 months.
Yeah.
So I think people like it. It blends the experience of an Irish pub with music that's a little more friendly to the American experience. And
yeah, that's a good point.
The reception has been growing, I'd say, and people like to have a good time, and that's what this music is about.
Yeah. We don't take things too seriously, you know.
Being a pub band, obviously, that just comes with doing lots of covers and different old folk tunes. But are you guys open to, or have you put together any original tunes yet?
I've written original tunes, but they're all for harp. I've never written one for the band.
Personally, I think there's so many great songs out there, like really old songs, you know, from, you know, 300-400 years ago.
I think to a lot of people, they are new.
Yeah, they are, really, you know, I think we like the idea of taking things and kind of working them over and reviving old music, you know, and giving it a new twist, you know.
And on that note, the last song you're going to take us out on, tell us a little bit about it before you guys do that one.
Well, it's an old Irish pub song, you know, Whiskey or the Devil, you're leading me astray over hills and mountains and to America. So there's your transatlantic connection.
There's your segue.
There you go.
Whiskey or the Devil, you're leading me astray over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunkier than Tay. Oh, whiskey, you're Mid Island drunkers. Now brick boys are on the march off to Portugal and Spain. Drums are beating, banners falling, hemlock on his shoulder, so let's go. There they were. Tilray, blue da da da, with Tilray, blue da da da. All right, for to me, laddie, oh, that's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, oh, the devil, you're leading me astray. Oh, bells and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, funkier than tea. Oh, whiskey, you're Mid Island drunker, sober. Says me, father, do not haunt me. Don't take me, daughter, from me. I will torment you when I'm dead. My ghost will haunt you. Go fairly well. Tilray, ruba da ba da. Tilray, ruba da ba da. All right, for to me, laddie. Oh, that's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, oh, the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, funkier than tea. Oh, whiskey, you're Mid Island drunker. The French are fighting boldly, they're dying hot and coldly. Give every man this flask of powder, his hemlock on his shoulder. So it's gone, fare thee well. Tilray, blue da ba da. Tilray, blue da ba da. All right, well, to me, laddie. Oh, that's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil. You're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, easier, you're foggy, you're the